Elliott's Hill Church this morning. We appreciate everyone being here. We do have several visitors among us this morning. We appreciate you making the extra effort to be here with us and participate in our service as best you can. We hope that you'll come back and visit with us again, and we are always interested in trying to share the gospel and sharing Bible studies with each other. So we would encourage you to look into that, ask for that, show us any encouragement at all. We would love to sit down and talk to you about the scriptures as well. You can learn more about us even outside of the service and away from us personally at ElliottsvilleChurch.org on our website. And so feel free to look there for some resource material we have for studying and things about the congregation. And I know this morning we have a visitor who actually looked at the website and found a problem that I'll get fixed here shortly, but was able to learn about our service this morning that way. So appreciate that. Out of town this morning, Randy and Jarrell are traveling, as Brendan mentioned in his prayer during the class, traveling with their mothers down to Tampa, and are expected back next Saturday. Long trip back, but they are expecting to return on Saturday. So let's keep them in our prayers for a safe journey. Elijah's out today. This is his guard weekend, and so we do expect him back later this evening from Montgomery. Sharon Gault let us know that her sister has tested positive for COVID again. She never really seemed to completely recover and has now had another positive test. So Sharon decided to stay out and not be spreading that, although I think Sharon is thinking she is okay personally right now. But she is concerned about Linda's being right there and testing positive. So we appreciate her being concerned for everybody else's well-being. There are several thank you notes on the bulletin board for different events and things that have happened just recently. I encourage all the congregation to stop by the bulletin board and look at those, as those brethren have given their thanks for the encouragement and the support that they've received from the congregation here. There's also a notice up there for a singing at the end of this month, Friday, February 24th, at Market Street Church up in Athens. Kind of a long way to go from here necessarily, but not a hard drive, straight up 65. And I think that's one of those annual ones, too, that is pretty well attended, so a large group, and be able to have some good singing with a lot of folks you probably know. Those are the announcements that I have this morning, so we'll be entering into our service in just a moment with a moment of silence to begin. And then we have a scripture reading this morning from Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 14. Brother Steve will have our opening prayer following that reading. Noah has the song service this morning. Michael will be serving at the Lord's table. And Seth will have the closing prayer after I bring the lesson for the study this morning in Randy's absence. Again, those are all the announcements that I have. Let's begin our worship service now with a moment of silence. Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 14. This passage just includes several verses that we'll be using in our sermon this morning. Romans 8 and verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, they also he glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Our great and glorious Father in heaven, we're so truly blessed to be able to come together and join with those of like mind and spirit to worship you, our Creator, the Creator of all things, the great and holy King. Our Father, we're so truly blessed to also have a place such as this to come together, to worship in spirit and in truth, free from oppression. Yet, Father, we also know that there are many throughout this world who do not have this opportunity to worship you in such a tranquil place. Please be with our brethren throughout the world that suffer pain of persecution. Strengthen them, encourage them. Father, we also pray that you would be with our leaders here at this church, that they would strive to do your will, follow your way. Protect us from the wolves at the door. Father, we also always want to look to you for the answers that we need. And you have chosen to give us all that we need through your holy word. We are so thankful that you give us all that we need. Because we also know that all the things of this world are just temporary. For our hope is to be with you one day in heaven. And with that in mind, Father, we also want to thank you for sending your Son. For the way he lived his life. Through his actions and through his teaching, we can find the hope that we so desperately cling to. Also knowing that it is because of us that he had to come. to suffer cruel persecution. And to be killed by the creation. And separated from you. Father, it is so humbling to know that it was because of us that your Son had to suffer and die upon a cruel cross. As we go through this service, we want to be focused upon Him. To remember His great sacrifice. And even as we go out into the world, that we would be mindful of the price that was paid for our souls. Help us to always strive to do better. To be merciful to those around us and share His name with those that we meet. Please be with us as we go through this service, that all we say and do here will be holy in keeping with thy word. This is our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.
As we think about the words of the song that we just sang, why Christ was crucified, why did he go to the cross? Paul gives us, in many of his letters, he gives us several reasons, but turn, if you would, to Romans chapter 5. Romans 5, as he's writing here to this Roman group that he has not met before, beginning in verse 6, "For while we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through Jesus, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have been now received reconciliation." As Paul writes here, God demonstrates his own love towards us. That's why Christ went to the cross. If we look down, further, as he makes the distinction between Adam and between Christ, in verse 18, "Therefore, as though one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So also by one man's obedience, many were made righteous." We have to remember that Christ's sacrifice was his act of obedience. He was obedient to God, to his plan that he had laid out, that he would have to suffer and die for us. As we said, we were sinners. And without Christ, we don't have that reconciliation. And Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, he instituted this remembrance, this Lord's Supper, as we remember him, as Paul writes to the Corinthians, we remember his death until he comes. So as we do so, let's remember the price that was paid for our sins. If you would, let's bow as we offer thanks for the bread. Our most righteous and loving Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning thankful for all your many blessings in this life. But above all, Father, we're so thankful for your love that you would send your Son to this world, who lived a perfect life in obedience to you, even to the point of death on that cross. As we partake of this bread, Father, help us to remember his body that hung on that cross, that suffered so much for us. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's again offer thanks. In like manner, our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this fruit of the vine, Father, as we remember the blood of your Son that was shed on that cross for our sins. Help us, Father, to always remember the price, the cost to you for our sins, Father, and help us to live our lives in a manner that's pleasing to you. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Living in the world, in this awesome world, are we outcome? This is the times we set aside for the members of the congregation here today by the story we can prosper. We remember the all the physical blessings that God has given us in this life. We freely return that, portion of that, as we have examples throughout the text. We put a blessing to God in prayer as we get that. Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for everything that you give us in this life. Always help us to always have a cheerful, giving heart, always we give back a portion of that to you for the work here. Help us to do so, Father, with the right kind of heart, the right kind of action. We pray these things in Christ's name.
Thank you.
144, we'll give this offering.